He just told me, he said, well, look, he told Charles, he said, don't you come back. He says, get in your car. The road was just open good then. He says, take him, and he wrote, he come in the kitchen here, and he wrote Dr. Absher a note. And Dr. Absher read that note, and he told Charles, he said, look, take off, go take him to Abbeville, the hospital. They had just a little old 2x4 in Captain. He says, take him at the Palmer Hospital. He says, now go right in, I'll call for a room. And he says, I'll meet you all there. But the sucker, he passed us on the road. He was waiting for us at the hospital when we got there. He drove, man, like crazy. So we went in. And he checked me thoroughly, and he told Charles that by that time, the oldest boy that come from Lafayette yesterday, he was out here helping Doc work cattle. Well, he jumped in his car and he came. So,
when you get a bad case, when you get a bad pain down here in your side, that's called?
Right.
Called what?
Well, that was your appendix.
Uh-huh. Got a bad case of?
Yeah. So, he says he's going to have to undergo surgery, and he says, I don't do it. Well, he said, so you'll have a special doctor. And we told him, yeah, Dr. Hebert. He was a specialist in that. Could find him. So my oldest son jumped in his car, and he come back here and got Dr. M.O. Miller. And they come back, and they started working on me at 9:30 at night. They got through at 3:30 after midnight. Cleaned it out. I didn't know nothing. That was 7 days before Audrey. I just got back home. Wasn't able to do a thing.
People used to die from that before they knew what it was.
Well, that's what I was telling you. Killed my sister.
Yeah. But they didn't... But
nobody knew what it was.
What was she... What she died...
Huh?
They didn't know what she died
from. No, until the doctor came from the doctor we got from Lake Arthur. Then he told us what it was. He said it had to be that. When the old people that was with her described the way her action was, you see, while she was sick, that he said it had to be that, a ruptured appendix.
Well, now, a long time ago, people would die, and they didn't know what they died.
Didn't know what they died with. That's right. That's the reason why that I was telling you I had this argument about putting up a road through here. We couldn't keep a doctor. Every once in a while, one would come. But he wouldn't stay. It was too much out of the way. That's the reason why they call it the jumping off place here, because now it was at that time. It had to be. Marshalling both sides.
What about the things that people, the diseases people would get here? Did you ever have malaria? What would they give for malaria?
No, I don't. If we had malaria, we didn't know. We had an old lady here, an old Mrs. that would treat us for such as measles, mumps.
What'd they give you for that?
Well, they'd make tea mostly, teas and.
Did it work?
Well, look. We got over it. I had both. I had the measles and I had the mumps. They make you stay in the bed.
They
feed us on soup. Or maybe they call it a broth. They'd boil meat with a little in salt water. They'd get some tough beef meat. And they'd boil that and that's what they'd make you drink. Mostly that alone for so many days. And it did get, we got what they call a mullein here that grows out here. You know what that is?